We're both asleep this morning. 5:30. 5:30 and 6:30.
Wow.
1 hour. Have a good yente. I'll see you on the other side.
I'm okay with it.
You don't like the French of Hatsos. What? You don't like the French of Hatsos.
You could. I think you're getting confused.
How's that to work? Which I can't do after this.
Tomorrow? You'll be out when you're done dialing it, so you can't eat anyway.
Only some people don't eat. Last night in the Kabur, not one guy said he has the menu.
Yeah. Take off your frock.
Not one guy.
Take off your frock, okay? Take off your frock.
You also do them in Schiavto and either something? Guy last night said he stopped saying it because 2 years ago he made a mistake and he's done in front of the whole shul.
Okay.
No, he made a bad mistake. Schiavto Benita.
He made a good joke.
What did he say? No, he was serious.
I've said worse on purpose.
What did he say?
Stay after Benito.
Big deal.
He said it was it. After everybody said no, he also corrected him. So
I can fully correct. I understand.
You could corroberate with him, right?
He must have never been a ball player.
Corroborate, right? It's a word.
Why? How?
I was reading the dictionary last night. The wrong one, but
or did Cash tell it to you last night?
Why would you eat?
Anyway.
What'd you eat?
Today's shiur is sponsored for Shlomi Yisrael ben Bracha, Moshe Ephraim ben Mitzar Miriam is doing a lot better, and Fol Zalman Zeb ben Rachel, and Omer Maxim ben Arna Esther, Brandon Miriam ben Israel Sarah. Yitzchak ben Shalom, Yaakov ben Frumitz, Yuvan Shana, Minnesota, Son Bas Beis, Shmuel ben Rachel, Leah, Avram ben Gilo, Sar Sasha Bas Mashal, Atzlocha, Esther Bas Chaya Yafa, Dov Miriam Peril, Chava Hen Bas Yehudis, Michal, David, and Chana Shira, Shabbat before Shleima. Zok to Gemara. So what are we doing tomorrow? We're doing before the evening or after? So 5 o'clock? 5:30 Slichas? So 5 o'clock?
5:30 Slichas?
No,
5:30
now. Sure.
5:30 sleep. What takes so long? We don't say small words, right?
That's not a question to ask any of this year.
Oh, okay, well, sorry.
This year,
I grew up. We skipped the old messed it up.
You grew up. You learned. You went to BMG. It's till 11 o'clock. Your father didn't get home with the pillow before 11 o'clock.
No, that's why they're all fast so easily. You know, Sam. They didn't put a dollar
into those. Oh, okay, one of those.
He started. He didn't stop 5:30 either.
Let me say it fast. Okay, Hamoicher Yain Lachaveroi. A guy sells Tzadik Zion and based by the Mishnah on the bottom. Chaim Michal Ben Abusha. Yeh for Rosh Hashanah?
No, by Tress.
Maybe we can invite this Tress guy here to the neighborhood.
So you want to bring him there?
Which Tress is going to Kuni? Oh, it's Kuni's father?
Mendel's brother.
It's uncle.
Where do you live, on 14th Street?
Carousel of Joe Drive. By the lake.
There's rich people there? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
5:30 and 6:30.
Who?
Tattoo!
Oh, point giver.
So many questions. Did you not get the roof?
Don't worry, he's going to bring honey cake down to carousel.
There's nothing wrong with rich people. I didn't say anything bad. You guys went there.
He's going to set up a shop on the corner.
Anyway, Hamokhi Yael Kaveri.
Just give out to the whole neighborhood.
That's Kosher Village.
The Hichwitz.
Oh, my God, did that one day. They must have really did it.
That the hot dog stand for Shana, you know. Hamokh Yael Kaveri.
All the ladies with the red shoes you're going to give
to. The Hichwitz. Hamokhi Yael Kaveri. The guy sells wine to his friend and it became sour. Einoi Chayev, it's like I went last night to buy an Esrig, a bunch, and I come home, and I open up the box to double check everything. I see that my lights are on, his lights were off, and three of the Esrigim, I don't even think they're kosher for jam. If a KCL gave a hechsher to make jam, I think they would say that this is not kosher. So I called him back. I said, listen, the guys who I give this regimen to, I don't think they'll take this. I realize it's not negay. He said, no, we turn it, no problem. Somebody will buy it. It's top. I gave you the best skyra I have. Okay. Well, you got something coming, man. This is the best skyra. Anyway, it's a bad year this year. I heard already the it was very sunny in its stroll, so the very, very, very bad. Fine. Morocco has a lot of stuff, but I don't know if you want Morocco. No. Yeah, Morocco is not even for jam either. Amarki is not an esrik. Amarki yan chaver v'hichmetz en chavach yusa.
I don't know. My guy told me
it
was
a typhoon. Happens to be, I went to Tony last night. I went twice to him last night.
Chat,
he has gorgeous stuff.
The 24-hour chat service.
Tony has gorgeous stuff. Gorgeous.
Where is it? Yeah,
in Alvarado, upstairs. Gorgeous stuff. He has mom's gorgeous stuff. I'm saying the stuff that he has for $150 a set is as nice as what I paid for those for these lemons that this guy sold me last night without the lights on. He said, you don't have to even look at them. I'm telling you, they're drop-dead gorgeous. They're like, look at this thing. Look, I said, oh, wow. How much are they? Whatever you want to pay. Okay, I want to pay $100. Not lying, they're $400 a piece. I mean, come on, man. Anyway.
Right.
The side?
No, upstairs, not the side anymore.
Oh, he went upstairs.
He upgraded, yeah. That's,
yeah.
All leftless customers were mad because the whole rage you knew was going on. You're downstairs doing therapy with somebody and everybody's buying an Esther. You know, you come home with a lulav and a story. Did you hear that? Anyway, somebody, ready girl? Somebody sells wine to his friend and it got sour. I didn't say her name, I just said Leffler.
I think we need a full breakfast.
Yeah, a bruschetta. What are you called? A beret. You ready, guys? Somebody sells wine to his friend. Well, he sells a friend to his wine, and the guy's spoiled. And the wine is spoiled. You don't have to take it back. Because you didn't do anything wrong. You sold wine. The guy invited me in. I looked at that struggle. I said, fine. But as soon as I'll take them back, because I'm a klutz, that's my problem. But if it's known that this guy has inferior product, so his stuff is rotten. Now, the guy who bought it didn't know. He's a first time, he's a newbie. Comes, you know, beautiful wine. Meanwhile, takes it home. He opens the bottle. It's got Aiden all over again. I bought 18 bottles last night, by the way. Got Aiden. Shiena Machwitz. It might be. We'll see how when we open it. I raise it back twice. So... If you know that his wine means it's known that his every year this guy has product that's bad, inferior. So I raise a mechatois, that's a mechatois, because what's going on over here? Vim I'm selling you stuff that's gonna last, chayav lahamda adat seris. It has to last till Shavuos. It has to last till Shavuos, the Arama says. From when the guy makes it. It's not when you buy it. From when the guy makes it, that's the last till Shavuos. If you're a few weeks before Shavuos and he made it Purim time, that's when it has to last till Shavuos, 3 weeks.
Obviously.
No, this is the first one, the Mevusim, the embarrassed one. The Yashan, Michel Shtaka, the year before. Miyushim, Michel Gimelshanim, 3 years. That's Gan Eden.
Minimum.
Amar Rav Yosi. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Loishanu Ela Bekankanim. Only the lekeach, only in the jugs of the lekeach. Aber kankanim the meicher. Amalei hachamrich val kankanach. Take your wine back and take your jugs back. Have a great day. This whole thing is a mistake. Frekti marich kankanim the meicher may have. I understand. Even the meicher lemalei lo yiboyloch l'shuye. Why do you wait so long? Drink this stuff. What are you holding on to it? He's telling him, I need it for cooking. And for cooking wine, everybody knows, you speak to the chef over here, the newbie, so he'll tell you right away, you have wine, you don't use all in one shot, use a little bit, you have to save it for the next batch. So Gemara says, Helman, I'm not talking about you. You're not a newbie. Umay duchke der b'yis v'chnir loikmim masnisim mekankan lekeach v'damal le mikpah loikmim mekankan de mocher v'dlemal le mikpah. I don't understand. Amarava masnisim kashise. He had a problem with the Mishnah. Diktani miduah sheyene machmir to reason mechtoyes. Amay lemal le belchushuyer. Why? Elav shmamino damal le mikpah shmamino. So must be that's the case, and that's why he says that's the case. Upligi der b'chir by Yosef. Chibi Yosef, Chibi Yosef has a whole different way of understanding. My life would be over if we went to Chibi Yosef. Chibi Yosef, Chamra, Mazla, Demore, Garim. Shnei Mabah, Afkiyai, Boiget, Geber, Yor. A guy's a big shot. It's a midiking and a mida. And you acted haughty the way you're not supposed to act. Hashem makes that the wine gets spoiled. So it's everything's your fault. Like last night, I went to the shul, I come back, I said, listen, that's your problem. I don't know, leave me alone.
You should have checked.
Yeah, it's worse than lemons. I'm telling you, make jam out of this regum, it won't smell. You know, it's like the estric that never happened.
Doesn't taste.
He probably grew it in his backyard together with the weed that he sells. Anyway, Afki Yahi, very good.
Now you're onto something.
Kevin Yar. I'm not.
That's what happened.
Amarab Murray. Just turn the lights on, man. That's all I ask. One light. I feel like I was in Vajra. Amarab Murray, I mind the yard.
You don't come prepared. You got to bring your own light.
I tell Tony last night, Tony, you got too much light in here. It's terrible. Your light, you see everything. Listen, I'm not the hard, you know what I mean? I got the best. I got the guys who really care. Anyway.
Alternatively, you can just turn off the lights and show everything.
And everybody looks great. That's what I do when I get dressed for Shabbos. I turn the light off, so I don't have to like think about it too much. Amar Amar Haiman the Yor, a guy's a big shot. Listen to this one. I feel like inch a base lemekabel. Even his wife, no respect. Shnama Geva Yor v'lo Yinova, my v'lo Yinova, but no v'shloi. In his own house, if you're a big shot, you lose all respect. Amar Yehuda, listen to this one. Call Amar Amarav. Call him as Gav b'tal sham chacham. Somebody who wears a frock. This is Machiz Rosh Hashiva, the one who kept the Bacharim. Right? So you wear that frock that guy wore. He had a right to wear it. V'ein atam chacham, ein machnisi oisev mechisos shakosh baruch hu. You do not bring him in to mechis shakosh baruch hu. Ksiv ach v'lo yinovu, ksiv osam al nevei kochecho. Now, there's a lot of them shot them over there. The Rebbeinu Gershon is talking about the hat. You know that guy got killed in Hezbollah? So he wears a special hat. You know why he wears that hat? That black hat, the turban, means that he's a ben achaben of a terrorist, of a rebbe, whatever, whatever they consider themselves. So there's a certain, like, if you wear the kapishnitz, the rebbe wears that yarmulke hat, that special hat, the shtreimel. So if you wear that and you're not a kapishnitz chassid, you're not a miyuchas, you're not supposed to wear it. Beyond, same thing, rishon. So. So what's the pshat over here? So there's a lot of different.
You went to visit.
This is after being hit for many years in cheder, you finally understood what that word meant. You know, shtekinish. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so what's the pshat on this thing that you put on from a Rosh Hashiva's jacket? That's it. So the end of the world. First of all, Gemara and Shabbos says on Shabbos you're supposed to wear long. Shabbos is supposed to wear long.
Frock.
Shabbos is supposed to wear long clothing. We don't want during the week. That I sort of brought down. He brings down the Sharm Samalacha. Shabbos is supposed to wear long, but this guy the whole week. He wears his tie the whole week, this guy. So you put on the Rashiva's clothing, it's a problem. What's the problem? So I saw a pshat from the Yaakov, what's his name? The Ein Yaakov. Now Ein Yaakov, he says, murder the pshat. If you wear a frock, so it means you're presenting yourself as a chashuva guy. So people automatically listen to you. You have a white beard, a frock, so you say something, people listen to you. But really, what you said has no validity.
Validity.
Zelbazach. Anyway, philosophical, whatever. It has no, what you're saying. What? Thanks for the urinal walls. When he, basically, when you say something and you're in a coat of a chashuva guy, people listen to you as if you're a chashuva guy. I don't know. They see a guy who gets up there with a frock. Oh, he must be saying something. But really, you could say something totally wrong.
Today,
you, yeah, well, yeah. I, if I wear a frock, nobody's saying anything. No, but even more, especially in Crown Heights, doesn't apply. Nobody looks at the frock like anything.
It's not a frock.
It's got two buttons in the back, no?
You should really learn about it.
Yeah, it comes with a gato, though. So
oh, it's all the way there? Fine.
Bubbles, okay.
Shorter also.
That's because it's stylish.
You guys just messed up. You guys just
okay,
messed
anyway.
Up. You guys just messed up this whole new suit. He was going to come in Rosh Hashanah with one of
them. I have only, by me only the, no, by me only the back is long for some reason.
I used to wear one of those.
The back is long. The front is regular.
It's a tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
Long tail tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those when I was a bachur, the groups wore that. That was, if you were in that group, you were good to go. Then you got $22 on maybe half. Anyway, the kids are.
Most people wore that.
Then the Ein Yaakov says also, if you say a vort in someone else's name, that's the same thing. Kamas gob talish tam chacham means I want to say a vort, but I know I just say a vort, everybody here is going to start laughing. You know, I have the guy on the right. Everything I say, he's. So I say in the name of Reb Nachum Pertzovitz. I'm using a Talmud Chacham's name to say my vort. I have an agenda. I want to say something. Nobody's going to listen. Everybody starts laughing. I say, by the way, the Ritva says it. Oh, okay.
Nope.
Fine.
So again, it's not
so,
a gay now.
What happens if you don't use a specific name?
You say a Gadol?
I heard from someone. Sounds like there's validity to it.
So there might be a problem also. If people are trusting you.
I want to hear my vort.
If people are trusting you,
I heard from someone.
How do you call them not?
You know why? Because my Reb Lezer says over Reb Nachum, and a guy told me that the Rishivas, the young Rishivas today, I don't know if it's true, but Israel told me they don't say over for Reb Nachum because it doesn't pass to say over Reb Nachum. I told Reb Lezer, he was fuming. Reb Eliyahu say over Reb Nachum.
He's from the mirror.
No, not because of the mirror. No, because it's a safe. Like you could open up. Open up yourself. Like what? What are you adding?
So
Baruch Hu is a hard safe. But anyway,
right.
He said, "I'll use Serim Nachum." Doesn't pass Serim Nachum. Nachum is. He would say it over. He wouldn't be scared to say it over. He's just scared to say it over because of Bachar, because it's on the shelf. He went crazy on me.
Right, because he could actually explain things.
Malchi, you're a Shashiva. I guarantee you the frock. Check the frock. Check the frock.
You Yarshin them.
I want to meet him.
Why don't you say all your Vedlok in that guy's name? That guy.
They said you should take off your frock.
I'm out of it. You ready to roll? We got more to go.
Where did you hear that from? That it doesn't pass.
What?
They said.
You made it up.
The Ritzvahs told me. I'm a Rav. Hi, man. This is Ovenle. I have a boy in my... No, I have a boy in my yeshiva. His name is Ritva.
So one guy said.
I'm a Rav. Hi, man. Ritva. From LA. Oh, we have a problem. We have to talk. You got to check your mezuzahs.
I went. It's not the mezuzah.
Your son really used the bathroom. It's not like it's just a... I'm saying, there's a problem over here. Okay, we'll talk. No, we have to talk. I'm saying, like he washed his hands with soap for 20 minutes. It's like he's in there for a while. You know what I mean? Anyway, fine. He makes up for whatever hell he does to use the bathroom. He uses it for two.
The entire block knows.
Abba Rava.
He's standing outside Joel and he comes outside.
I'm a Rava. It was only you, Greenspan, Avi, and a few other guys. I'm a Rava. Hi, man. This is Rava. You ready? I like it. These cool guys. The kids are yeshivish. They, you know what I mean? They got the...
You're cool.
Thank God the
Buddha
sign doesn't have a Twitter account.
Doesn't work.
I think it's a lot.
Hi, man. Around with a megaphone. Hi, man. This is Rava. Nobody listens to that. You have to wear a frock today. Listen. Let's go. We got a lot going on. Hi, man, zomel the chavit lachamra. In a minute, it's gonna be asher. Hey, yeshiva. Hi, man, zomel the chavit lachamra. Guy sells a barrel of wine. Let's do this with chemino. So basically, I sell. This is how it works. By the way, Shroigim. A lot of people, by the way, they sell cases. I have no idea. Feels like it was happening already. So Basically, I sell you a whole barrel of wine, and you sell bottle by bottle. But you're not responsible. It means you're basically my worker. I have a barrel. I have a place in Stroll in Tom Consignment, exactly. So over here, so Haiman is only chavid l'cham l'chen. We're talking about halfway through, quarter of the way through. Boom, this thing is worthless. So dinuhu the mekabel amine, the guy who gave it to him, he's mechuyev. If you didn't make a new spout, I was shanim bebarazin bebarza. You made a new spout loy. Means if shot is that the day the shuk came and you didn't bother going to sell the wine, I can tell you, hello, the reason why it's spoiled because you waited 6 months. What are you waiting 6 months for? There was a day the shuk. The idea was you should sell out the schayra. Now there's really no chiddush in the gemara. I'm giving you wine on consignment. Of course, you're not mechuyev. What did you do wrong? So Tais is Estakasha. There's Baam learns like that. Tais is Estakasha. Tais learns the whole different shot. His nap shot is, it's a mecher gomer, and I sold to you, it's yours. I'm selling you the whole barrel of wine. Here's, it's $500 a barrel. It's wholesale. I'm selling you the barrel. I'm selling it to you that you should sell it on little by little. So it's a normal thing that if halfway through it goes wrong, I bought a $500. I only got $250 worth of the barrel. I mean, it's crazy. So I go back to it. I say, listen, I didn't do anything wrong. I stored it correctly. I didn't add a brazen. I didn't do anything wrong. So you're mechuyev. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashbam, I don't know what the chiddush called Rashbam is. Vamar Rava, you ready? Haiman, 24. Vamar Rava, Haiman, the kavu chamra adait the mantle parvosa deval shofat. So basically he says, you have to go sell it in a place called Shofat. It's a shuk over there. He wants it sold over there. But the multi, like the Eshug Moichem, I met a guy last night about Eshug Moichem. He's going to Etzrol for Sukkos. So I said, I don't stand. Why don't you buy Eshug and Etzrol? He says, there's no Eshug and Etzrol. They all came to Lakewood. All these guys have it. So I buy over here. But it's, I can't find anything there. That's what he says. Anyway. You ready? When he got the shofat, zol. It went down. The whole wine went down from $100 a barrel to $20 a barrel. So dinuhu de makabale, the owner is makabale. It means the guy who gave it to him is makabale. Now, the case over here is where they made a deal that they're partners, but only for their partners only for profit. But this guy, for Ganev Avedi, he'll be mechuyev, the other guy, the guy who took it. But for profits and for loss.
But the loss is the point of
no, it's. Right. The loss and the profit. Means it's because otherwise you have a problem with ribbis. You have to look at the Rishbam has a whole cheshmer over here. So it's like 50. One is Alvana Bekad. Remember we said over there in Monsieur? So it's a 50-50, but it works in Matar's Alvana Bekad. But it's not important for right now. The point of the Gemara is that. The guy who sent it will be mechuyev, because he's responsible, and he also told him to go there. It means he told him go to a specific place. What do you want for my life? Iboilu havacha. What happens if it became vinegar? Samai. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi ki avoyim berav kahana amalon chal aloi v'dloikur beis bechanina. It's not like a beis bechanina who says beis bechanina shita was that was kankan de lekech, but kankan de meicher hachamrich v'hakankana. Take back your junk. So we're not going like that. Even if it's vinegar, the moicher could say, I'm not responsible. Why? Mekabel kamankar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, who said that it's on the lekech.
So then, here's the machlokes then, if he's taking responsibility for the loss or not.
Yeah.
So then,
On chola.
Right, that means that there's a loss. I mean, now it's nothing.
Yeah, no. So
why isn't that right?
No, ha-chala, chala loy, the loiker Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, who says that it's kankan shel mecher, you could say take it back.
Why isn't there ribbis then?
They split it. They're splitting it. I mean, I'm not responsible the whole thing myself. We split
why
it.
Why is he saying take your kankan?
No, we're saying don't do that. We're not going to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina shit is, if it's in your jugs, the mecher's jugs, I can tell the mecher, take your junk back, get out of here. Your jugs, that you obviously something wrong with your stuff. You gave me stuff that's inferior. I didn't touch it. I didn't move it to my barrels.
Amrlan chololoy. What does that mean?
Chololoy means that the meicher is not fully responsible.
The guy who took it?
The guy who sent it.
He's not responsible.
He's not fully responsible. 50% he's responsible. At all?
Yeah, but it's
first line of Shmuel. Chololoy, claim a limit, call a bal yain, call a hefset. Kol ha'hafsid. The mazel shneh bayon gairim. Rishbam speaks that clearly. Yeah, of course. They're both chayv. Zot gemar yashin michel ishtaked. Old stuff from the year before. Tana umiyashin v'hoylech adachak. He let it age. Age well. Ha'moicher like v'chayim michel b'rabusha. Ha'moicher makam v'chaveroi. Ha'moicher makam v'chaveroi. You ready? A guy sells a plot to his friend. A guy's macabre, he accepts a parcel of land to build a house. Something to build a house. And the way it was in the old days, Square, I think, envisions still like this, is what it looks like when you pass by. You start off with a little house, and as your boys get married, you add on a room for each one. You add on a little yitzi, a little piece here, a piece there, a piece there. That's what houses look like, egg boxes there. So the girls move out. The boy can't go to his in-laws, because you're not allowed to go to your mother-in-law, you're not allowed to live there because it's chashad. Either chashad of the first son-in-law is always liked, or every son-in-law. And surely you don't have this issue, Baruch Hashem. No, his fair doesn't like him. But that's what I'm saying.
It's not about Shura.
They both don't like him.
Not that we established that.
Or it's money, stealing money, because if you live in the house, you say like, oh, all the bracha came from me. Like, I'm here, so look what's going on. The store's booming. Going because I'm here. And people like, I'm a good sales guy. So that's, we didn't talk about that one. Anyway, can you imagine your father to do this at 24 editions? You build 4x8, by six. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel Emir, Refes Bakar. Who? It's an armpit. Refes Bakar. It's a place for animals. Harutz Lass Refes Bakar, but in Dal Amis Al Shesh. That's a Refes Bakar. Base cotton, Shesh Al Ches. 6x8. That's considered a room, a big room in the old days. Godel, like a monster room.
Small.
I'm sorry, base cotton. Big room, Godel, is Ches Al Eser. 8x10. Yeah. Traklin, Yud al Yud. Traklin, like a monster, is Yud al Yud. That's 10x10. Rumoy, Kechatzi Arkoy, Kechatzi Rachbay. The height is half the width and half the length, which is 10. Railodavar, Shengulamir, Kibinyan Hechel. Because the Hechel was 20x40, the height was 30. So it's half of 20 is 10, half of 40 is 20. 20 and 10 is 30. It's beautiful. Lomel Mishnah base chasas levnoi.
You did that math all by yourself.
Base amon levnoi. Last night we figured it out. Listen, base chasas levnoi levitoi ulevitoi. Base amon is levnoi ulevitoi. I understand. What are you prejudiced? It's only girls, only boys. What's going on over here? So Gemara says milsa agav uchakam ashmalon. It's not me. The Gemara says this. Loi darker the chasna lemeida bechamor. You don't live with your mother-in-law because of chashad. Because the sefer ben siro. Hakol shakalti becomes. I weighed everything on a scale. Mamish b'shet. Le'matzasi kal mesubin. I didn't find something that's degrading more than paying someone back a loan with subin. I used to pay when a guy lends you money, you don't come back and pay him in pennies, or you don't come back and say, I owe you $1,000. I have 2 boxes of cups left over from the foam cups. They don't sell them anymore. They're expensive. They're worth $1,000. Are you crazy? I stretch my hand out for you. I give you $1,000 loan. You pay me back in something. I have to go start selling it and make them sugar. Even though it's good payback. Aloha, it's good payback. But it's not the appropriate thing, Yashra's thing to do. It's degradable. The kal, biodegradable. The kal masubin. And worse than that is chosan ador beis chomov. That's worse than paying back this stuff. The kal mechosin, the worst than that is erich machnas erich. Means a guy, all this. this guy, worse than living in your mother-in-law's house, is a guy who gets invited as a guest and he goes tell the whole oilam, guys, everybody come to this house, amazing.
Come for Kiddush.
And what the Marsha speaks out and the Achronim speak out. The Pshat and Gemara is this guy's a big shot. Don't worry about it. This guy's a big shot. He thinks everything's because of him. So he goes to the guys to the guy who invited him. He says the guy's doing so well, he's able to have guests because of me, because I'm here. So my mazel. So he invites other people. Meshugana, this is not nothing to do with you.
The
Stop inviting people. I invited you. I did you a favor. I don't need to have the whole range we here. So, Eurich, ein. There's a chassidish word, by the way. Ein Eurich machnes Eurich. It's not ein, one Eurich could bring another Eurich. But anyway. Kam Eurich is Meshiv Darva. Don't say this. You just said that. Meshiv Darva Tar Mishma. Before you hear, you say the answer. Meshiv Darva Tar Mishma. Iveles Hilari Vechlima. That's embarrassing. Just one point over here. The Sefer Ben Sira is a big tumult in the Rishonim. I'm not saying Achron over here today because you guys don't want to hear. But the Ritva, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rishonim talk about the Sefer Ben Sira. It's Sefer Ben Sira basically was a son of Yirmiyah that was Nisaba from Yirmiyah's daughter. Yirmiyah's daughter was an Ambati, and she was Nisaba from Zerah of Yirmiyah, and she called her this son that came out of her father, brother and sister father, Ben Zerah, that was her name, and he was embarrassed, so he called himself Ben Sira. Sira is Gematria Yirmiyah, so he changed his name to Ben Sira. He wrote a Sefer. This Sefer is, you're not allowed to learn the Sefer. Gemara says you're not allowed to learn Sefer Ben Sira. So you're trying to miss. How can the Gemara bring something down from the Sefer? It's also to learn it. The Gemara says no, because there are things that came out of the Sefer that are good, so those things you're allowed to learn. But to learn it be'in or a lot, you're not allowed to learn. Let's see one more, two dots. We'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah, Moshe said do it tomorrow.
Let's go. Let's just finish till two dots.
We have time.
More important than tomorrow.
Chaim Berlin would only say one sleeper for the first.
Now it's interesting. You want to hear something? You want to hear the Mishnah? Today's Mishnah, Mamash Negeh, we just finished. Shiva Dvar and Begailam. There are seven things in a dummy. Shiva Chacham. Chacham and Medaba from Nemishu Godam, from Nechacham, and Vinyan, and Nichsa Tachdiv, and Chaber, and Nivel Hashiv, Shol King, and Mishal Achav, and Mal Rishi, Mishal Achav, and Achav, and Shol Shama, and Shamati, and Moidal Emes, and Chavay, and Megalam. Megalam hacks up and I don't know, makes problems. Yashakoya. Thank you very much.